Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Neil Creighton is with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. Neil is the co-founder and chief executive officer of a company called RatePoint, which is an organization that helps companies like yours and mine understand what customers think about us. How do we and how they rate us, so to speak? Do they care about us? Do they like us? Do they not like us? And what are they saying about that? And how can we use that information to help us? And he's here to talk to us about a lot of different things, especially the way that we're going to be working with our customers and our prospects in the future. Neil, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. It's always good to be hanging out with a fellow Army guy. Neil's also an Army veteran, as I am, and Neil, one of the things that as my audience knows, I'm on a one-man crusade to get businesses, not just small businesses, but businesses, to quit using the term social media. And even though I have to use it because it's kind of the vernacular right now, but my goal is to get people to focus more on and to think more about and to plan more for building customer communities online. This is not just semantics, is it?
No, I mean, really, that's what it's all about. The term social media doesn't really mean a lot, but when you look at all the trends online today and what consumers are doing, they're generating a lot of content, and businesses can take that content as part of a community and do a lot with it, from interacting and building more loyal customers to learning more about their business. But it's really becoming a conversation with your customers, and businesses can use a lot of these tools out there. I mean, don't think of them as social media. Think of them as community building and, you know, loyalty and retention tools from Twitter to Facebook to products like RatePoint. But there are a lot of great tools out there, and it's really about a conversation with your customers nowadays more than the term or the buzzword social media.
Well, social media is that's literally technologies, and the technologies are just things that we use, they're tools that we use. The key to success in all this is what you said just now, and that's the conversation between you and the customer.
Absolutely. I mean, again, the world's changed. I mean, you know, consumers are online. They're talking a lot nowadays, and they have a great platform through the technology you just described. And they're begging for businesses to participate in that and communicate with. I mean, they want to make things better. They want to have a better experience. They want to buy better products and deal with better businesses. And these tools are there. So, and that's what they're all about. It's not about the technology. It's about the conversation.
Well, see, I'm old enough, Neil, to remember when consumers knew nothing, when they saw something that they thought they wanted to own, when they needed something for their house or their businesses, customers, whether they were consumers or businesses, basically knew nothing about the stuff because I was a salesman back in those days, and I was my customers' internet. I told them what they needed to know about this product or this industry. They knew nothing except what they read, maybe, and in an industry publication. And so I'm imagining in those days, I'm speaking, and my customers are nodding their head as if, oh, I understand now. So now, fast forward a few decades, and now we've got a customer standing in front of a salesperson. And the customer's talking, and the salesperson's nodding their head. Oh, now I understand that you know as much or more about this than I do.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great point. I try to make this one in several ways, but the world's changed a lot. I mean, it's gone from a position where a company can control its brand and, you know, the output that comes out of it, and you know, people listen one-on-one, to a world where the consumers are actually controlling things. They're out there now talking about businesses all over the place. And they're saying a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, and it's having a big impact on all size businesses. And I think the right place, and this is where we're going to end up, is right in the middle, where It's not businesses controlling their brand, or it's not consumers out there saying everything they want. It's a conversation in the middle with between a business and a consumer, and this technology that we're talking about allows that to happen, and you get the most pure input, the best response, and you get a better business by, you know, being right there in the middle.
Well, absolutely, and Neil, this thing, if I had to put one word on, if I had to describe this whole scenario, this whole phenomenon with one word, and it would be control, because, you know, I was my dad's first remote control, you know, get up and change the channel, and so now look at all the technology we have, look at all the ways. Yesterday I wasn't able to watch the final round of the U.S. Open, and I recorded it like five different ways at home, so I could watch it when I got home yesterday. So I mean, we've got control over our content. We can shift time, we can move things around, and so consumers want to have control over the relationships that they have with us too, don't they?
They do. They want to have a say in it. I think this is an area where businesses get a little bit afraid, and they think, well, you know, they may say something bad about me. I'm not controlling the conversation. Mm-hmm. But I think the best way to kind of to answer that is you're going to have to get over it, because these consumers are out there talking, and they're going to talk. If you don't talk to them, they're going to go talk about you to someone else. So you've got to be part of the conversation, and consumers are, you know, they are part of the brand building experience and the company experience nowadays, and you can use them to better your business and, you know, use them to acquire more sales, or you can ignore them, and if you do that, I think you're kind of in dangerous territory nowadays.
Well, and see, this is where I've been talking about, this is the reason I am talking about communities, and what I'm trying to tell business owners is that you need to build the community. You need to establish the values of that community. You need to service and serve that community through the channels, the different channels that you can offer that community. But and so you get to establish what that community stands for, and you get to maintain those values, but you will not control that community. And as you said, you have to just get over that.
Absolutely, and you know, again, it's about participation. I mean, you're going to learn from your customers, and no business is perfect, and you're going to have a better business, and you're going to have, you know, if you're a good business, you're going to have a lot of loyal customers that mm-hmm. that want to talk about you, and when they talk about you, other people are going to see that, and you're going to acquire more customers. So, you know, this can be very, very, you know, positive for a business to start a conversation with their mm-hmm. customers. They really need to, but it can be very, very positive.
We're going to continue to talk about this, folks, with Neil. He's got a lot more to tell us, and we're also going to weave some of the new products that are available in all this in our conversation, and including some that the Neil's company has. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for hanging out there and for using it to your advantage. We've got thousands of archives of past interviews on every topic under the sun. You can go and listen to our Brain Trust members talk about some of these things. You got articles. We've got thousands of those that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. We got about 1,600 Brain Trust members. The largest community under the sun and on small business experts. We got my blog is there. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you when we get a new submission. When we post something new, which we do every week, three times. My newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Now in our 10th year on that. Neil Creighton. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Neil Creighton is our guest, and he is Chief CEO and co-founder of RatePoint. That's RatePoint.com. We're going to talk a little bit about how the things that he does, will can work into this community building thing that we've done. Neil, there's an old saying that when a customer is happy, they'll tell somebody. But when a customer is unhappy, they'll tell 100 somebodies. And And in the old days, that was a really dangerous thing. That was a maxim that was pretty close to the truth. But nowadays, I think those same things are probably the case, those same ratios. But nowadays, that one person who's unhappy can spread it over the internet. And what you got to do in these communities is you've got to aggregate all those people who are happy to sort of diffuse the people who are unhappy. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, you know, people today, when they go look for a company, a lot of times they look for reviews for that company. You can find a review from a Google search. You type the name of a company and a review pops up. And if you're not proactive, you know, a lot of times you might be a very good company, but you have a couple of emotional customers that had a bad experience and they don't get satisfaction and they go out and post. So it's really important as a business and a good business to collect the positive feedback and be very transparent with it. And the negative can actually turn into a positive for you because you can learn about your business. But if people see, you know, 50 positive reviews and a couple of negatives because they know every business isn't perfect, you know, it's very genuine and real, and it is. So you've got to be proactive here to capture the positive, and you really need to be out there asking for that feedback.
Or how many times have you or I read a review that was negative, and we keep reading, and we evaluate the raters, and we say, well, you know, I don't think I could make that guy happy, you know, and you sort of look at the at some point in time the reviewers are on trial a little bit, aren't they?
They are. I mean, there are a segment that will never be happy. But you know what's interesting, Jim, is that there's a huge segment of reviewers, I would say, the vast majority of them, that just want resolution or they want to talk to the business. So a lot of reviews out there, probably over 90% of the reviews on the Internet, are people that can be happy if you just reach out and you talk to them and they have valid points, you can learn from them, and you can solve their problems. And the good news is 95% of those people will come back and shop with you again if you just reach out to them.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about how to get this going. RatePoint has technology. You guys, this is what you guys do on how to get this kinds of dialogue started. Talk to us about that.
Sure. You know, our belief is that, you know, these customers belong to the business, and you're in the best position as a business owner to start the conversation. So we have a platform, software as a service, where a business signs up for a very low subscription fee, and they use our technology to collect the reviews from their customers, to display those reviews on their site.
Give us an example of what that looks like. What would a review look like on our website?
Sure. So, you know, it depends on what kind of business you are. You might be a service business where your service is your product, or you might have a lot of products, and we have both product reviews and business reviews. But it could be as simple as saying, you know, RatePoint's a good example. You can go to our site. I called up RatePoint. I got someone on the phone. It was easy to deploy their system, and, you know, I'm talking to a live person, and I really think they're a great business, and that means a lot.
But your tool, you actually put it on your website and say, give us a rating. What was your experience? Is that right?
Yeah, it goes on the website. You can do it directly from the website. You can also, there's a lot of different ways we allow businesses to collect reviews. I mean, after transactions happen online, or they could even be a franchise doing, you know, bathtub resurfacing, and they hand out a card, and people go to a specific website to give a review later. But we have a variety of different ways to actually collect that feedback.
Right. And so what you're doing is you're actually encouraging people to review your company, to review their experience and your products and services. So you're proactive. I think you used that word a minute ago. You're proactive in this. You're asking people to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly, so you know it quickly, immediately, and you can deal with it. And maybe, as you said earlier, turn them from somebody who's not happy with you into an advocate.
That's correct. And, you know, for a good business, the vast majority of reviews are positive. I mean, and those people just go away. But if you ask for a review, you'll get that. So you can use that as an acquisition tool. And on the negative side, they'll go somewhere else and say something about you that will show up somewhere later, and you have a chance to solve it. And if you can't solve it in our system, you get a chance to do a management response saying what you did to try and solve it. So, you know, we think it's a really well-rounded system to, you know, deal with your customers in a very proactive way.
Well, and so, folks, this is all part of serving the community. When I talked a minute ago about channels, serving the community through different channels, this is what I consider to be a channel. Another channel would be a newsletter you would offer the community. Another channel would be some other content that you would offer, a blog or something like that you would offer the community. Neil's going to stay with us a little bit longer. When we come back, I want him to talk to us, to help us talk about values, what the community stands for, I think this is a very important part of building online customer communities. 29 After, stay with us. We'll be right back. The place I love.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. My pleasure to be doing that. And I know you're glad you're here because we got Neil Creighton on the show with us. Neil is CEO and co-founder of RatePoint. That's RatePoint.com, right, Neil?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about RatePoint.
Well, RatePoint's a service that gives small businesses the tools to interact with their customers. I mean, collect reviews, display those to get more customers and retain more customers through dispute resolution. And then we give a bunch of other tools like email marketing and surveys to keep you close to your customers.
Surveys. See, the surveys is another channel. I call those channels. I don't know whether you agree with my terminology or not. Anything, once you establish a community, anything that serves that community, a blog, an article, a newsletter, a survey, a quiz, an email contact, whatever, I call those channels into that community. Is that, what do you think about that?
No, I think it is. It's directly a channel into that community, and surveys in particular are great because they give you such detailed feedback and you know, and a great conversation with your customers.
But the one thing that I think that I've been trying to talk a lot about and write a lot about is the concept of values. Not value. Value's important. They'll stay because of value, but they'll join your community. They'll hang out with you. They'll tell their friends about you. Because of your values, with an S on the end. And here's an example of values. And it's the simplest one I know, and it's one of mine. But when I joined Twitter, Neil, I decided that I wanted to tell whoever wanted to follow me that they were never going to hear about when I go to bed or what I'm going to have for lunch. That and so I gave them a Twitter promise, and my Twitter promise, and it says that, is no clutter. Now, that's, in my opinion, that was me establishing values for the experience that people would have who are part of my Twitter community. And so you do the same thing for your business. Let them know that this is what your company stands for and be true to those values. And if you'll do that, the people who like those values will come there, stay there, and they'll tell their friends. What do you think, Neil?
I think it's right. I mean, I think it's important to remember here that, you know, we've talked about social media as technology, and it is. But you should bring the same values you have over in your business. I mean, you know, most good businesses have very good values, and you take those values over into the social media realm, and you're very transparent and honest with your customers. But you can take that now and bring it out to a community of people and share it in a much more effective way. But it's important to realize your business itself obviously has to have great values to succeed in the social media realm.
Well, here's another example of values. I think it's the way you commercialize your community. In other words, the way you take your brand to market in the community. How subtle are you? How commercial are you?
Right.
Do you have your customers? I mean, do you have your messages? You know, to be laden with your product information, or do you lay back a little bit? You know, to me, whatever you decide, however you fall on that line, that's establishing a value. What do you think?
I do. I mean, again, you know, to me, it's really transparent online, one way or another. If you're interacting with your customers, they're going to talk about you, and so if you're doing things kind of over the edge, or you're trying to get fake reviews and all these other things, it's going to come out. So, you know, I think the way you deal with your community has to be very transparent. You also need to let them take a lot of ownership for the community, and they'll be very loyal and very honest about that. But I agree with you. You know, you establish your values, how you portray yourself actually builds a loyal community and builds brand advocates for you.
But see, even though you and I would be more laid back, Neil, even somebody who wasn't, that's not for you and me to say. That's their values. And as long as the customer, the community members know that in advance, And as long as you stay true to whatever those are, I think that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we have all kinds of businesses in our system, and, you know, some of these guys are, they're more laid back. Some of them are in other areas where they're life coaches and all kinds of other things. And their community is a little bit different, and you know, they have a different style. And it's clear, you know, when you go in there what that is. So, and as long as, I think my point is, as long as you're upfront and honest and transparent about your business, no matter what kind of style you have, I think it's going to work out for you.
And folks, this is whether you're building a community on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, or your own email marketing community, your own blog community, or whatever community you're building, it's the same. Neil, give us that website one more time, please.
Sure, it's ratepoint.com, ratepoint.com.
And they got lots of new stuff there, folks. I encourage you to check them out. They're going to help you with some channels into these communities. Hey, Neil, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim.
I've enjoyed having you. We'll do it again real soon. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.